Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's do the guide Liverpool with Jay Hyde.
Hello, good
Jay.
Morning.
Great to see you, pal.
Good to see you.
There's loads happening, not least the man with the tickling stick.
Yes.
Ken Dodd, the man you can't get off stage. If you've ever been to see him, Ken
six
knows
hours
how to...
Yeah. On.
He makes 1 hour into 6 hours. And then he'll ask you if you want some more.
Yeah, and you've got to stick it out. If you walk out, it's rude. But it's funny, I've never, ever interviewed Ken Dodd. So the interview came up yesterday. I got to meet the legend, spend half an hour with him.
Half an hour.
Because once you do the interview, you can't get away from him. He literally just carries on with the jokes and the gags. But he is brilliant. 88 years old. And he's still all there. He's still got it. And basically yesterday, he launched the countdown to... his Philharmonic Hall shows, 25 years he's been doing these shows at Christmas now at the Phil.
Nice.
He's famous for the number of gags. He can get 7 gags into 60 seconds. And they're all cheesy one-liners.
Is that his record?
That's his record. He's got a Guinness World Record for it. But he is a legend. And I spoke to him yesterday about comedians coming through and aspiring to be like Ken.
When you get to a ripe age, and I think I'm overripe now, you do get a lot of young fellas and young girls... They'll say, "Oh, I'd like to be on the theatre. I'd like to be a comedian." Now, there's one piece of advice I'll give everyone: don't lose your enthusiasm. If you want to be a comedian, look in the mirror and say, "I want to be a comedian."
I also said to him, I said, "When did you realise, Ken, that you wanted to be on stage and be telling jokes?" And he said, "It's funny you asked that, Jay. Your mum and dad know. It's the day you were born and I've seen your face." Just them cheesy one-liners. But he is still all there, 88 years old, and he's still got it.
He's doing two shows, isn't he?
Two shows.
The Philharmonic Hall, Wednesday, December the 28th.
Yes.
So what a way to do Christmas. And Thursday, December the 29th, £16 to £25. That's the ticket prices for them. He says happiness is what makes us winners. Do you know when you meet Ken Dodd? And I was lucky enough to go to an event, and I had dinner. And on one side was Ken Dodd, and on the other side was Walter Smith, the then Everton manager. And they were both lovely, but Ken was just the life and soul of like the 3 hours.
He's brilliant.
It's like you're in a crazy world when you're next to Ken Dodd.
Do you think we'll still be all there like that when we're 88?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
You'll still
be doing your commentary and stuff. And then by then you will have had 7 or 8 CDs out, all doing well. And
yeah. Did he have a tickling stick with him?
He had 2, yeah. So I met the tickling sticks as well, but... I'm going to go and see that show just to say I've seen Ken Dodd live.
Happy Christmas, Ken Dodd. Right, where else are we going in this week's guide?
Another bit of comedy is, it's a new show just launched at the Royal Court, Father O'Flaherty. I can't say the full name of the show because saying that on radio might get me into trouble, but it's all online, check it out. It's at the Royal Court until November 12th, and Father O'Flaherty is one of their most famous, best-loved characters who's appeared in a lot of these Royal Court shows now, and they've now given him his own show. So his own chapel, his own church has been built on stage. I walked into it yesterday. It looks amazing and it even smells of church. So they've got the incense and everything. And we spoke to him yesterday, Alan Stocks, who plays Father O'Flaherty, about the show.
The nuns are kind of now jazzed up because we're putting a show on for the Archbishop. He's come along and it's very important we get this right. And Father O'Flaherty's got
I'm picturing like Robbie Coltrane when he was in Nuns on the Run or something again.
It is kind of a bit of that. Put a bit of that with a bit of Dave Allen, a bit of Father Ted, a bit of Mrs. Brown.
I was going to say, is it Father Ted? Is it X-rated?
Pretty much.
Is it for over 18s?
He's badly behaved. He's forgetful. He likes a little drink. It's Father Ted. But
right,
the Scouts version of.
Which is going to be very funny,
yes,
isn't it?
It really is. I'm going to see it tonight, so I'll let you know next week. Exactly.
Is that the press launch tonight?
Press launch tonight.
Right,
yeah.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. So if you want some mad laughs, go and see Father O'Flaherty. I meant to say your Ken Dodd interview. Is it up on the Guide Liverpool yet?
The full interview is up on the guideliverpool.com right now.
I think I'll go and watch that later. Because that'll just put a smile on my face.
Just count the gags in the video. See how many he's told.
See if we can get 7 into an hour. Right, where are we going next?
Music. We've got 2 big things happening in terms of music over the next 7 days. The Hummingbirds, big Liverpool band, 5-piece folk rock band. To me, they're the kind of the perfect Liverpool band. They play live at Art Club, which is on Seal Street on Saturday night. Their big homecoming gig. They're doing gigs all over the country at the moment. They played all the festivals. They're brilliant live. The energy on stage is amazing. You like the Hummingbirds, don't you?
Yeah.
So that is Saturday at Arts Club. But then next week, Liverpool Music Week kicks off. 15 years old now. It's the largest indoor winter music festival in Europe. It's massive, so much so that they've extended it more than a week. It's now running for 10 days. And just to kind of show the scale of the artists that play this festival, they've had Florence and the Machine play it before, Kasabian have played it, Dizzy Rascal, the Kaiser Chiefs all played it when they were lesser known, and obviously now they're huge. This year we got local bands like Clean Cut Kid, Louis Berry is playing, and John Carpenter will be headlining. John Carpenter is that famous horror theme music writer, and he's putting a big show on at the Olympia next week, but more info on Liverpool.
Is it all at the Olympia, is it?
No, across different venues, so Arts Club are involved. Lots of venues across the city.
Right. Absolutely brilliant. So that's spaced over a number of days.
10 days from the 26th, yeah.
I presume there's still tickets for some of these. Yes, so we'll get online and have a look at those. Right. You can find out more at theguideliverpool.com. One of your big highlights this week was catching up with Rebecca Ferguson. You thought I was going to say your fashion festival,
yeah,
but no.
Yeah.
Rebecca Ferguson, you've got a great relationship. When she burst through on X Factor...
Well, when she was on X Factor, I was on Radio City with Rossi and co doing the Brett, and we kind of followed her career as she'd done her first audition. That was back in 2010. She's now four albums in. She's one of the most successful artists to ever come out of Liverpool and from the X Factor. She's a global superstar, and she's got a brand.
Is she? Because you don't...
She is, yeah.
I was going to say, you don't hear that much, but of course they go away to America. And
the thing with Rebecca Ferguson, she's kind of got her own mind, so if she wants to wait a year to put a new album out, she will do. She's got a big, big record deal. But it's funny, I went to interview her last week. She'd done her album launch in Liverpool. And the team around her, you know, she's got a big entourage. She's got the makeup artist. You kind of see the scale of how big an artist she is. She's done Jonathan Ross last weekend. She's done Graham Norton's show. And she's a good Liverpool girl.
And she's still quite shy, isn't she? I know
she's
when
really
I've seen
humble.
Her come in here, you sort of think she's not one who wants to attract attention. She's more prefers to be in the background.
Well, she's moved from Liverpool and from London to Paris now with her kids to kind of stay out the limelight. And then obviously when she's got a new album out, she comes back to sell it and promote it.
She's a Paris girl.
She's a Paris
girl.
Does
she speak French?
Scouse living in Paris, I doubt it. But
right, okay.
You never know. But I spoke to her last week, yeah, about a new album, Superwoman, and what we can expect.
I wanted to make an album that made women feel, how can I put it, empowered, made them feel like they don't have to settle for a Netflix and chill. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've got to take you on a date. They've got to treat you right, especially as a Scouse girl. I know how it is. Do you know what I mean? And I wanted to create an album that made women realise, actually, no, that's not me, and I'm not going to put up with that, and I deserve more.
She's got a bit cocky there, hasn't she?
She's
got a little bit bulgy.
I know. The full interview, she goes even further.
Right.
Proper Scouse bird, Rebecca Ferguson. But the new album, I've had a listen. It's beautiful. Full of soul. Big power pop music. And there's one track on there called Bones, which I think we're going to play now.
I wish that you could see who I really am. It's tough being a woman in love with an unkind man. Maybe I'd give you the world. In fact, I already do. How do you repay that? Talk to me like I'm just a regular tramp trying to do you over. Have you even got a clue what I gave up just to be here? Serve you with your steak and beer. Cause maybe that's love.
Maybe that's love.
Maybe that's real.
Maybe
that's
real.
And all I've ever wanted, for your loving arms to wrap themselves around me and say, hey girl, you're the prettiest thing my eyes have ever seen. Come and lay your bones down on me. Come and lay your bones down on me. Hey girl, you're the prettiest thing my heart has ever known. Come and lay your bones down on me. Come and lay your bones. Go head to head. Boy, I shouldn't have to stand in the mirror convincing myself I'm fair. Maybe that's your job to do. And maybe you should say I'm beautiful. Why'd you wanna watch the set when I'm laying right next to you in our own room? Hey girl,
Come and lay your bones dry.
Rebecca Ferguson, Bones. That's a crack of a song. Right, what else are we looking at this week, Jay?
Of course, half-term next week. We've got a great little piece online now, 16 things to do with the kids over half-term. Of course, Halloween's on the way, so lots of spooky things to do with the kids. But some great activity centres now in the Northwest and in Liverpool. There's places you can climb walls, you can go roller skating.
Well, let's quickly mention all of them. Parents need this. I know, as a parent, I need to know. So Awesome Walls on Atoll Street. It's amazing. The next one is...
is the ultimate indoor paintballing, which is in Vauxhall, which is one of the best in the country, by the way. Rampwork Skate Park in Netherton. The Crocky Park Riding Centre, take them horse riding. Stanley Park Family Forest School, which of course in Stanley Park. Frozen, I'm doing a sing-along Frozen at the Liverpool Empire. I think that might be sold out, but you can check, see if tickets are still available. The Gruffalo's Party is happening down at Stanley Park. the museums, the Liverpool museums, they've got tons happening, and of course it's all free at the museums.
Animal mummies there.
The Wizard of Oz, St. Helens Theatre Royal, they've got their Halloween panto. Radio City 2's Claire Simo is
Simo!
In that, and Heather from EastEnders.
She's Glinda,
the Good Witch. The Tam O'Shanter Urban Farm. There's tons happening.
Come on, we'll go through that. The Black
New
Pearl,
Brighton,
New
Black
Brighton
Pearl.
National Wildflower Centre, Courtay Park, Liverpool Museums, Tate Liverpool, the Albert Dock, Bubbles World of Play in New Brighton, of course. Day out at Blackpool Tower. It's not that far away. There you go. There's a list.
There's so much happening, as always, for the kids. And loads of free stuff as well, because obviously, you know, money's a bit tight.
Right, and of course, you are a fashionista. Is that what you call it, a fashionista?
This weekend, I'm going to try to be. The Northwest Fashion Festival is happening. Right. St. George's Hall, 2 days of catwalks, champagne, live music, lots of fashion fun. I'm going to be down there hosting it, and we spoke to one of the organisers about the event.
We've got local and regional designers, and we have regional and local press as well attending. Loads of celebrities. We've got a VIP bar.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and we've got loads of performers from X Factor stars. You know, Tom and Laura.
Of course.
Yeah.
Local talent.
Brilliant stuff. Get your glad rags on.
Yes, that is this weekend at St. George's Hall.
Loads more stuff online, theguideliverpool.com. Thank you, Jay.
Nice one, Steve.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.